This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by one of our new friends of the show, Jacob Milham. He is on the show. He does great work with Kings of Kauffman. I told you guys that he will be on the show every single week until baseball season is over. Well, you know what, man? Baseball season might be lasting a couple more weeks. Jacob, how you doing today, my man?
I am doing all right. I'm happy that I'm still here on the show because that means what we all want to happen is true. The Kansas City Royals are still playing some ball, baby.
Jacob, let's just start with this. I kind of want to recap these first two games before we move forward for the next two games. How would you describe the first two games? Two very different games. These two teams maybe feel a little bit more even than the paper would suggest.
And I think that's the point that has been validated that Kansas City Royals fans believed in, but maybe not baseball fans at large believed in. This opening to the series did not feel like a David versus Goliath matchup. Okay, this felt like two heavyweights going at it in the ring. That's how the first game felt, even though it didn't go the Kansas City Royals' way. It still had that feeling. And then, you know, yesterday, the Royals come out on top, but it was still a very competitive game. And I just have to feel very optimistic about the Royals right now because they're not shying away from the big, bad New York Yankees, okay? They are rising to the occasion, even if the players that we expect to be doing better aren't doing as great as we thought.
What has happened so far in this series that has gone exactly how you expected it to go? What in this series has gone maybe opposite? And if you can, let's at least remove the fact that Bobby Witt Jr. doesn't have a hit here. Let's talk about him separately because that is the thing that has stood out. He has never gone 0-for-5 in back-to-back games. He has done that so far in the first two games of the series. What else outside of that has maybe caught you by surprise in the first 18 innings of this series?
I would say...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Man, I have to say the base running coming back, right? Because this is, Burns talked about it, I don't know how many times, but that is one of the strengths of this team, right? But it got a little quiet there as the season wound down. And now you have guys really just manufacturing runs on the base pass. Maikel Garcia already having 3 stolen bases. Tommy Pham, I mean, he probably doesn't come around to score unless he steals second ahead of Garrett Hampson driving him in last night. So I think that has exceeded my expectations, at least. And I really don't want to draw conclusions on the bullpen yet, because they had the first game was not great. But last night, it was much better. That was much more of what we expected and what we saw against the Baltimore Orioles. Even if it wasn't perfect, it was still very, very good. And, I mean, just the starting pitching. I know Cole Reagans wasn't great last night. He was pretty erratic, one of his more erratic starts in 2024. But at the end of the day, go look at the box score. He only allowed 1 run in his 4 innings of work. And that is just fine by me. So it hasn't been perfect, but at the end of the day, the Kansas City Royals are basically coming to Kauffman Stadium in a best-of-3 series. I think that is a very, very good spot to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that yesterday the Royals played their formula. If the Royals are going to play a lot of 7-5, 8-5 games, I think the advantage is going to be with the other team. Most of the remaining teams just have more firepower up and down their lineup than what the Royals have. But yesterday felt like the Royals kind of getting back to what they are. They took advantage in 1 half inning. They got great starting pitching, and their bullpen held on the rest of the way. That's how this team is going to be able to pull off this upset and continue a deeper run by continuing to do what they did. I mean, that was basically the same formula that we saw against the Orioles as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I was thinking about this last night following the game. This was saw earlier on in the season from the Kansas City Royals. Okay. It was a good performance at the plate for the batters, but not a resounding number of runs on the scoreboard. You know, 4 runs is above average, sure, but not by a whole lot. But the pitching, once again, is what kept them in the driver's seat. And I said last night was competitive. It was. But if you go back and rewatch it, you see that the Kansas City Royals were in the driver's seat for much of this game, thanks to that 4-run inning. So it's maybe they got settled back down. I don't know. I don't think that they're scared playing in Yankee Stadium. I really don't. But I am very hopeful about what a return to Kauffman Stadium means for these guys.
Right now, we're talking to our guy, Jacob Milham, going through the American League Divisional Series. Jacob, am I oversimplifying this? But it feels to me, whichever team can get, whether it's Bobby Witt Jr. going or Aaron Judge, that's going to be the difference in this series. Which team can get their superstar going and carry them to the next round?
You know, I was just thinking the same thing, because this, we call it what you will. I'll call it a narrative. The Aaron Judge in the postseason narrative is getting a lot of play right now because, 1, you're in New York, and 2, because it's kind of true. But Bobby Witt Jr. hasn't really been holding up his end of the bargain. I mean, 3 strikeouts last night, 0-for-10 in his first 10 games, like you brought up earlier on. Just both of them are not helping their team right now at the plate, right? And just imagine what a good night from Bobby Witt Jr. could mean for the Royals in Kauffman Stadium if Aaron Judge continues to struggle. That could be the edge that takes a close game to a resounding victory. And if that happens across an entire season, like, look out, because, I mean, when you have Garrett Hampson out there being one of the MVP candidates of Game 2, that means these boys are doing some great, great work at the plate.
Jacob, what are you noticing from Bobby Witt Jr.? He's obviously a player that you expect at some point to turn things around. Same thing with Aaron Judge. We're talking about the two best players in the American League. It's usually just, if there's one thing that you can rely on with this offense, is that Bobby Witt Jr. is going to get a hit or two. He has gotten off to an incredibly slow start. Is that just baseball is happening, or are you seeing something else?
The only thing that I'm seeing right now is ever since he got that strikeout looking in game one, he has been pressing. That is what his body language tells me through the screen. I'm not saying that I know Bobby Witt Jr. personally or anything like that. I'm not inside his head, but that is what his body language is telling me. Now, he is the MVP runner-up favorite for a reason. I do think that the scales will balance, and he's going to have a very drastic swing back to that Bobby baseball form that we have expected, especially considering that back-to-back 0-for-5 performances is just so far outside of what we have grown to expect from him. I'm hopeful about him coming back to Kauffman, maybe getting into routine, maybe just the familiarity of home, but also the fans, all right? These guys have talked about how much they love and hear you fans in the stands. And, an electric Kauffman Stadium is going to bring out the best in any Royals ball player.
Right now, we're talking to Jacob Milham. He does fantastic work for Kings of Kauffman. He joins us every week as we are getting you ready for games 3 and 4 of the ALDS at Kauffman Stadium. Jacob, maybe you can help me with something because I'm confused about something. You seem like a smart individual and you might have the answer. Can you tell me why Jazz Chisholm would piss off Royals fans? Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, no one was thinking about you. Nobody was talking about you. Nobody was bothering you. And now you are going to get the loudest boos when you step up to the plate on Wednesday night. You didn't have to do that.
Oh, no. He's going to get that good old Robinson Cano treatment in Kauffman Stadium. You better believe that. Listen, it's not like the Royals were talking any smack. It just came unprompted. So, listen, if that's how he feels, that's how he feels. But we have seen what bulletin board material does for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's probably going to have the same dang effect on the Kansas City Royals. So, hey, power to him. And we saw how folks talking so much about how good Carlos Rodon was doing in game two. They were all singing his praises after the first inning. Well, what happened after that? After all that, the Royals still won. So he can talk what he wants to, but it all only matters if they win and move on to the ALCS.
Jacob, we just talked about this. This show, only functions if I complain about something. I just had a small, teeny tiny complaint about games one and games two. I'm not the only one that hears what Bob Costas. He doesn't have the fastball anymore, does he?
No, he does not.
No, it's obvious. You can hear it. Get Bob Costas off these calls.
Yeah, and I wasn't singing his praises, right? But I was like, oh, it's Bob Costas, all right? Like, that's not a bad guy to have in the booth. I took it all back after the first inning of game two. I took it back immediately. I put on our guys, all right? I put on Jake. I put on Denny. I had to. And I had MLB Game Day pulled up on my computer because I just could not listen to Darling and Costas anymore. This is an absurdity, and it's a consensus issue, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's where I was. I was starting to think that maybe I was the only one that was feeling that way. You know how, like, you don't want to say anything against the GOAT because everybody has the utmost respect for Bob Costas. Like, I think Bob Costas is one of the best people to do this. I just don't want to hear him call any more Royals games.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I'm not saying throw his career or his legacy in the trash or nothing like that. He just doesn't have the fastball anymore. Like you said, he doesn't have the fastball. He doesn't have the command, the control, nothing right now. Okay. Get this man off the broadcast.
Jacob, it sounds like you agree from something you said earlier. I think you have to consider Kansas City the favorites now at this point. They certainly have the advantage. Maybe favorites is a little bit too strong of a term, but we had a stat earlier. If you look at series that are tied 1-1, and now we are heading to the road team. So for games 3 and games 4, those teams win almost 70%. They're winning 66% of those series. I think that could be enough. You said it perfectly. This is now a three-game series, and the Royals have two of the remaining three games at home. You get Lugo, and you get Cole Reagans in two of those three games. Right now, I think you have to consider the Royals to be a slight favorite in this series.
Yeah, I would as well. If you go and put money on it, I would expect them to be the favorites right now to win the ALDS. And I think that really boils down to the starting pitching edge. Okay, I'm not saying the Yankees had it overall, but their two strongest starters had a 1-1 result against the Kansas City Royals. So that edge continues to stay with the Royals right now. Coming to Kauffman Stadium, you don't get that benefit of the short porch anymore. We'll see how that plays into things. I know it hurts the Royals too, but I think it helped the Yankees quite a bit against the Royals in this series. So I would put them down as the favorites if I was setting the book.
Jacob, as we get ready for Game 3, where do you see the Royals having the advantage tomorrow night? Where do you see the Yankees having the advantage tomorrow night?
Man, tomorrow night, number one, I mean, you got Seth Lugo versus Clark Schmidt. Okay, I've seen people pointing out that Clark Schmidt is a solid starter. I think he's a slightly below average starter who is going to get punished a little bit in his first postseason start in Kansas City. I think that is the clear edge. I also think that the Kansas City Royals will have a big fielding edge in Kauffman Stadium. You know, it is Aaron Judge is an incredible athlete. But can he cover the same amount of ground in massive Kauffman Stadium? I don't know. We'll see. I don't want to say that they have the advantage at the plate, especially when you look at Judge, Stanton, Austin Wells has been an absolute Royals killer this year. I don't want to say they have the edge at the plate. However, I do think that their play style at the plate has the edge. The we'll get extra bases, but we'll go gap to gap. And then every now and then we'll put one over the fence. So I don't know. Just you look at it on paper and you look at the history, and I don't see a spot right now where the Kansas City Royals have a clear deficit between them and the New York Yankees as the series enters games 3.
Yeah, I'm looking at this divisional series as a whole, and every one of the series right now are tied at one apiece. Like, I came into this thinking there were some really good storylines. You got the Dodgers and the Padres, two teams that seem to hate each other. It feels like a complete coin flip in the Mets series against the Phillies. And in this one, this was supposed to be the David versus Goliath. I think we're looking at it where Tim Kirshen said this before the postseason, how wide open it was, and there wasn't a favorite. Mm-hmm. That has seen itself play itself out in the first two games of all of these series.
It absolutely has. And, you know, this was the first season in who knows how long since we've had a 100-game winner. Okay, there are gaps in Major League Baseball. I mean, just look at the gap between the Dodgers and the White Sox, right? But the gaps in between the postseason teams are incredibly small right now. So there's no gimme series anymore, right? I think that's what the Baltimore Orioles fans were expecting when the Royals went into Camden Yards. Like, okay, we'll go catch the game in this weekend, maybe when the Orioles are facing off against whoever they play. I just don't see a gimme series right now, and the Kansas City Royals are holding up their end of the bargain in that.
That is our guy, Jacob Milham, joining us on the show. He does fantastic work with Kings of Kauffman. He is going to join us every week until baseball season is over. Jacob, great stuff, man. We appreciate your time. Thanks for hopping on today.
Thank you, C-Dot. Talk to you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.